Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, writing in today's Irish Times, Saeva Neill says there is little interrogation of public spend on car parking amid bike shelter angst. She writes about the astonishing amount of space in most urban areas given over to publicly subsidised storage of private cars. Well, to discuss this further, we are joined by Henry McKean, who is in a very hot and very sunny Cork, according to Peter there. Well, Henry, how hot is it?
It's really, really hot. It's 13, I should say 30, 31 even degrees here. It's extremely hot. I am roasting. I'm actually sweaty Betty, and I haven't been cycling today. I was cycling yesterday evening, and this big Land Rover blocked me on the beach, and I couldn't get off the beach, and she called me a silly man. She finally moved her big Land Rover. And this is the thing. We have a shared space between motorists and cyclists, and I'm both. I'm a cyclist and I'm a motorist, and I drive an awful lot up and down the nation. But I also cycle. And like that, cyclists and motorists, along with pedestrians, we share the roads and we are struggling in the heat. I met these people outside a large multi-story car park.
So behind us, we've got a very large multi-story car park. They're saying all-day parking from as little as €4 per day. This is Cork. In Dublin, it would be €4 an hour. And to build a car park like that, a multi-storey, could be up to 40,000 per car.
Certainly there should be more bike shelters, less multi-storey car parks, but they could be a lot more cost-effective.
Do you cycle?
No.
What do you think of cyclists?
Overall, they're well-behaved. They should, and they should be facilitated to cycle.
And what's your view? You're a driver when it comes to cyclists.
Cyclists are fairly good. And the other thing is, you're saying about roaches stores, 40,000 per car, that's a money-making business, you know? That's what that was built for.
It was built to make money, yes. Yeah. Multi-stories are cash machines.
Yeah, that's it. It's built as a commercial enterprise. A bike shed is not a commercial enterprise.
To spend 300,000 on a bike shed, you could build a house for it. And house a family, house gardening, you know, only people. Rather than hold 6 bikes and that's...
So you don't think it's value for money?
It's definitely not value for money. And the bike lanes they put in down in Mahon and what have you, they're totally inaccessible. If you walk across the road here, there's a bike lane right down the middle of the footpath. So you can't actually walk across the footpath. You can't walk down the footpath. There's a bike lane up your arse. Up behind you.
Up behind you? So that's a local court phrase.
You have to walk across a bike lane in the middle of a footpath. If we had control of our own money that we're paying them, we're paying the taxes, we're paying the government, we're paying everyone. And they're out with their jets and the whole lot and all this, and we're paying for bike sheds. Homeless is rampant all over Cork City. And we're paying for bike sheds. My bike is out the back garden. I don't have a shed for my bike. Because I can't afford it.
So it just gets rusty.
I can't afford a car. I can't afford a taxi. I can't afford a bus. So I just use a bike that's parked outside. I can't afford to spend thousands on a bike shed.
All right, so we know what that person's views are about bike sheds. What are the other cycling experts saying about the multi-storey car park spend, I suppose, over the bike shed spend, which is the essence of Saeva Neill's article, Henry?
Absolutely. Kian Ginty, editor of irishcycle.com, he talks about how in the Netherlands and Holland, they spend tens of millions of euros on bike sheds and bike shelters. And because of that, everyone has given up on their car and it can be done. He also talks about how the Dore bike shelter was such a bad advert for the cycling cause.
The Dore bike shelter, and it wasn't a shed, it was a bike shelter, was an outrageous cost. But the problem now is that the baby's getting thrown out with the bathwater. Any bike parking seems to be getting thrown in with the doll bike shed. And that's not right. We're talking in this case about providing bicycle parking for hospital staff. Do you really want them to be coming out after a long shift to see that their bicycle has been stolen or is getting just wrecked by the weather every day they cycle to work and leave their bicycle there for a long shift? You need it to be secure, and you need it to be protected from bicycle theft. People see the figure and they think it's a ridiculous sum, but unfortunately construction costs are far higher than they were even just a few years ago, and that will add up to everything. The question then is, do you just stop building things? And if we're going to stop building bicycle parking, are we also stop building car parking at hospitals? Some recent car parking at Wexford General Hospital has cost €13 million, and that amounts to around 36,500 per parking space. So compare that to the bicycle parking space, which is just around €3,000 per space. It's quite a saving, and hospitals only have a limited amount of space for parking. So if you put in bicycle parking, it's space saving, and it frees up car parking for the people who really need it. And there's a lot of people who really genuinely need parking in hospitals. And by having staff that can cycle and that are willing to cycle and that want to cycle and then provide the facilities to make that attractive for them, that frees up space for car parking for people who really need to drive to hospital.
Henry, you also met a lot of lady cyclists. What did they have to say?
Yeah, and it's important to mention lady cyclists because they do get a hard time on the road. I mean, there's no getting away from it. There's still sexism when it comes to lady cyclists. I'm a male cyclist and I get a hard time sometimes. I met these ladies. This is their story.
So I leisurely cycle. I'm just back from Australia, so I don't have a car at the moment. So I live in Passage West. I just cycle. I think it's 9K over. Do my bits and pieces around town and then 9K back, but I'm lucky in the sense that I have a cycleway, like a path. You know, I go Harty's Quay, the line, and then the new marina is just after opening back up, so I think I'm okay there.
So 9K, I mean, that's more than a leisurely cycle, that's 9K. and you love doing that. Mm. When it comes to spending money on, you know, bike sheds, spending, you know, over 100,000 or over 300,000, is it money well spent? Because something as simple as a parking space, building that per car in a multi-story could be nearly 40,000 per car. So it's millions and millions.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think especially now that we have like the good weather and everything, everyone should be, you know, like everyone can cycle. Well, I think most people can. If we had better cycle lanes, maybe in and around the city and around, like, you know, some of the main roads, I think it would be very beneficial to build those sheds. But
and how do we compare to Australia when it comes to cycling?
Oh, well, Australia had a lot of cycle lanes. Well, where I was in Perth.
You're a cyclist. How often do you cycle?
I would cycle a few times a week and with my daughter on the back.
So you have like a cargo bike?
I do have a cargo bike, yeah. I do think that we do need to invest in infrastructure, though. It's pretty shocking here in Cork. I think, to be honest, the most important thing is having safe places to cycle. So I think we should be investing in more bicycle lanes. But I do think we do need more bicycle sheds. However, I don't think they should be as expensive as we're seeing in the papers. It should be a shared space, but as a cyclist and a driver, I kind of see it from both sides, I suppose. But I do find that drivers are becoming more aggressive on the road. They're driving faster. And I am kind of scared to actually cycle on my bike at the moment.
You're scared?
I would be scared, yeah, because there's a lot of aggression out there with cars, and I've had a few kind of close incidents, and I suppose the bike lanes aren't great here either, unfortunately. I have felt that I could have been run off the road a couple of times, and my child is 4.5 and she'd be on the back of my bike, and people would be kind of driving very close to us at full speed. They wouldn't let us into lanes when I'm trying to get into a lane in front of a car. I've had the experience where they'd actually try to go faster so that I couldn't get in ahead of them.
Well, it's some pretty horrid experiences for some of those female cyclists, Henry. But I know you think that notwithstanding everything we heard there, that people should get out and get up on their bike.
Oh, Absolutely. I mean, it's beautiful and the weather's going to change actually on Thursday. So get out on your bicycle, get into the shed if you have a shed. I'm not saying an expensive bike shed, but just like a shed or a garage if you have a garage. Find that bicycle. And remember, there's the work to bike scheme, or is it the bike to work scheme? I always get it muddled up, and the government will help you buy that bicycle. And yeah, 100%. I mean, here is Paddy Behan from Specialized. They're basically in Brown's Barn on the M7, and they'll even give you a coffee, and you basically get to look at bicycles, which is quite exciting.
When I look at the Kerry initiative and what they've built to that hospital, it looks very, very good. It doesn't look like a waste or an overspend. It looks, yeah, but generally speaking, the government wastes a hell of a lot of money. There's no doubt about that. They did it in Dublin with the bike shed and the bike shelter in Dublin. It just complete waste of money, that goes without say. But true investment needs to be made in all congested areas around the country in order to make it easier for people to get around. And if you don't do something properly, you'll never encourage people to use it. And that's the size of it. So proper cycling infrastructure needs to go into place. It goes without say, because we should do it for the safety of people around us, our families and everything is the most important thing. And that's all, just get people out of cars. We're just too congested, and that's the size of it. And it is a solution, and it's a very inexpensive solution in comparison to a lot of things. A true tram system needs to go in as well. All these different things have to happen. And I think it's quite evident when you don't spend in the long term, it does not work out. It showed that in 2008. We're in a housing crisis now because construction halted from between 2008 and 2013 or so. And that's where we are now. So true investment needs to be made. It'd be lovely to see that there's less waste of public funding. That would be a great success if you had more spend and you actually look at it and see that you got value. But the most important thing is to build correctly and do it in the right way and do it for longevity. I think more people need to get behind it, and rather than hating the bike, see there's another mode that does work. It's proven in other countries to work, and we should mirror these and do the best possible job we can and see the end result in 10 years' time rather than 12 months' time.
Henry McKean, or Sweaty Betty, as he renamed himself, there with that report for us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.